You know it's coming. Oh yeah. Always hot and fresh just for you, my Cold Sports VIPs. We're going to award those who really acted bad. But we're not going to give them Adult of the Month, though. No. We're going to give them the Adult of the Quota!
Welcome to Cole Sports. You have entered the zone called sports on another level. And now, here's your host, Cole Johnson.
Cole Sports! I am that man, your man, the illustrious tour guide, Cole Johnson. And on this episode, we're going to deal with 70. Yeah, 70. We're also going to deal with I Know You Know Me Better. And we're going to award the Dolt of the Week. Oh, this one's going to be really good. But for right now, let's get to the headlines. Dateline Boston. Devin Booker cooked in the TD Garden, scoring 70 points. No, not 17, 7-0. Booker is now the sixth man to score 70 or more points in a game. His stat sheet is as follows. 70 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds, 3 steals. But as wonderful as that achievement was, it came in a 131-120 loss. How was it summed up? Well, the point guard for the Celtics, Isaiah Thomas, said it best. He said, quote, "Our team is worried about the playoffs. Their team is worried about the lottery." Closed quote. Mic drop. Dateline, New York City. As if this team can't get out of its way any faster, Joakim Noah, the center for the New York Knicks and formerly the Chicago Bulls, is now under a 20-game suspension for a drug violation. Apparently, it was an over-the-counter that would be legal next year, but it's not legal this year. ESPN's Mark Spears said that Noah would not have been penalized under the new CBA, but it's unclear what drug Noah had in his system. Oh, I swear, it seems as though between Phil sniping at Carmelo, Hornacek not endearing himself to anybody on the team, Derrick Rose either being MIA or not giving a crap, now it's Joakim Noah getting loaded. Oh, and then there's James Dolan. Dateline, Memphis. So the week-long celebration and hype machine that is LaVar Ball, well, it looks like it's going to come to a sudden stop, at least for now, because his son Lonzo did not advance past the Sweet 16, and they took it on the chin to the Kentucky Wildcats by the final score of 86-75. Now, LaVar has been on record as saying that the UCLA was going to win the national championship this year. That ain't happening. But what is happening is his son, Lonzo, being completely true to his promise and declaring for the NBA after the game. One who really doesn't mince words, Lonzo had this to say. Quote, "That was my final game for UCLA, and I appreciate all the fans and all the support." Close quote. And now we'll get to see you in the pros. Hopefully you will do well. I know your father is praying that you do well, because somebody needs to back up his play. That fool saying he could beat Jordan and Barkley and saying that you better than Curry. your father's mouth is something else. Mike is hot. I'm sorry. Dateline, Atlanta. Former NBA player and now Basketball Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal is adamant in saying that the earth is flat. Going off of what Cavs point guard Kyrie Irving said earlier this year on his latest episode of his podcast, Shaq was asked what he thought about Kyrie's comments. And this is what the Diesel had to say. Quote, It's true. The earth is flat. The earth is flat. Yes, it is. Listen, there are three ways to manipulate the mind. What you read, what you see, and what you hear. In school, the first thing they teach us is, oh, Columbus discovered America. But when he got there, there was some fair-skinned people with long hair smoking on the peace pipes. So what does that tell you? Columbus didn't discover America. So listen, I drive from coast to coast, and this is flat to me. I'm just saying. I drive from Florida to California all the time, and it's flat to me. I do not go up and down at a 360 degree angle and all that stuff about gravity. Have you looked outside Atlanta lately and seen all these buildings? You mean to tell me that China is under us? China is under us. It's not. The world is flat. Close quote. O'Neill, so you haven't seen one NASA footage in your life. Now, I'm not even talking about when you got your doctorate or your master's or your bachelor's. I'm talking about high school or junior high school where we had to be wowed by the fact that, yeah, the earth looks flat when we're on it. But there are people who actually went into space and showed that the earth is round, 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 round. Gosh, man. You have a doctorate and you're saying this stuff. Come on, man. You know better than this. And you have a doctorate in education. Just do me this one favor, Diesel. Do not become a professor, because Dr. O'Neill, we do not need you to teach us alternative facts. When we come back, I'm going to put this subject on a further review that, ooh, it's going to be a doozy. But immediately following the break. Dolt of the Week time. The domain industry is growing rapidly, and it's time for you to share in the wealth. Our friends at Domain.com challenges industry heavyweights head on and offers a simple checkout process, industry low prices, and excellent service. Domain.com offers a wide selection of domain extensions, including .com domains, for a low, low price. How low do you ask? How about $10.47 a year? Or less. That's a deal, right? Well, how about this? Act now and you can get a domain for 15% off today. Just use the code AFFCOM. That's AFFCOM. And that discount is yours when you get your domain. Need web hosting? They do that too. In fact, if you purchase web hosting with domain.com, you get an actual 25% discount using the code 25hosts AFFCOM or AFFCOM for 15% off your new name. 25HOST or 25host for 25% off your web hosting. It is worth your while. Domain.com, the starting place for everything that happens online. What it's time for. We don't have to waste any more time. Come on now, join with me. Say it loud and proud with me. Here is the next Dolt of the Week. Oh, sorry. Dolt of the Week. You already know the deal. Now, there's some jokers that I've already put in headlines that probably would be considered dolts of the week, but they did not even come close to this joker. Oh, my goodness. The winner of this episode's dolt of the week is... soccer striker Mohamed Anas. Now I know that soccer is off the beaten path of most sporting events and sporting fans of America, but there's some soccer fans here, and I'm so glad that you're here because this is one of those get your man's moments. Here's this game they played. They went to a 2-2 tie, and he gets interviewed by BBC for being man of the match. And so the mic gets stuck in his face, and he had to say the following. Quote, "Firstly, I appreciate my fans and my wife and my girlfriend. Oh, I'm so sorry. My wife, I love you so much from my heart. Thanks for supporting me. There's more to come." Close quote. Oh, yes, there definitely was more to come because Mr. Anas could not stop there. Trying to dig out of this hole and saying he had to thank his wife and his girlfriend at the same time in the same event, Anas had to break off this hot take in the form of explaining himself. Quote, "My family knows that I call my daughter my girlfriend. That's what I was talking about. I don't have a girlfriend." Closed quote. Now, I don't know what they do in Ghana. I don't know if you're able to have wives, girlfriends, and daughters to have the same intimate connection with you. But Anas, you got to be kidding me, man. It's bad enough that you get a mic shove in your face and you say that you have to thank your wife and your girlfriend. But to say that you meant that when I said girlfriend, I meant daughter? Come on, man. Look, that's why soccer fan... This is why I think that these players take one too many headers to the head and it just jars their brains loose. Get your mans, because that dude is absolutely off the chain stupid. You mean to tell me that any person with a brain who can hear you say that you thanked your wife and your girlfriend, and then we have to put these context clues together that when you say girlfriend, you mean daughter? Really? You take all of us for Bobo the Fools. Lord have mercy, man. Come on. Look, I know soccer is the biggest sport in the world. I'm acutely aware of that. In fact, the richest team in the world, if I'm not mistaken, and it may have changed as of this year, but as of last year, the richest team in the world was a soccer club. So I know that this is the biggest sport in the world. So the reach that you have, even though you spoke English, is far. So I can only imagine what... I live in a country that isn't so soccer starved. Now, they are with their children, but when we become adults, let's be honest, we really don't care that much about soccer. But if we go south of the border, they care a ton about soccer. So I can only imagine how this would fly, especially in those areas that are Catholic in tradition, which they believe in one man and one woman. And then to say, when I said girlfriend, I meant daughter. Man, you should have quit while you're ahead. You should have said, look, I'm sorry. Man, ooh, I messed up for slip of the tongue, or ooh, my wife is going to get me, or ooh, okay, thank you, and wrapped it up. You didn't have to go further and bury yourself even deeper because it was bad enough to have women come after you. Now you're going to have pedophilia agencies come after you too, man, and incest ones as well. Lord, man, you are not Lot, and you didn't get drunk with your daughters. Come on, man. Are you that serious? Oh, my gosh, man. Look, do me a favor. Read Will Chamberlain's book. Take notes from him, and maybe you'll know what to do when you have more women than you can count. Because obviously, son, you are a playboy, and this world don't have time for jokes like that. Or you. When I come back, we're going to go deep bullet style upon further review. For you, the CoSports VIPs, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. There are many audiobooks from which to choose. How about these? The Big Miss, My Years Coaching Tiger Woods by Hank Haney. Same Hank Haney that was the hitting instructor for Tiger Woods during the Tiger Slam era. The Best in the World at What I Have No Idea by Peter Thomas Fornatale and Chris Jericho. Or how about Lean In for My Ladies by Sheryl Sandberg? Or how about The Greatest, the one I'm listening to now, My Own Story by Muhammad Ali and Richard Dunham? You can check out any of those amongst the 180,000 books they have at hand and in store. So to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/ColeSports with a Z. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ColeSports with a Z for your free audiobook. Hey, you know, after you listen to Cole Sports and some other really good podcasts, #tripod, why don't you check out any of these books? You can listen to them at your convenience for free. 30 days free. As many as you want. Just go to audibletrial.com/ColeSports with a Z. That's audibletrial.com/ColeSports with a Z. Audible.com, where powerful voices bring books to life. The next episode of Cole Sports, we're going to dive into who survived March Madness to get to the Final Four. We're also going to dig deep into the NBA waters, NFL waters, and even Major League Baseball waters, as Major League Baseball is coming very close to starting their regular season. And we might have an NHL story or two to talk about as well. Check out, though, the next episode of Conversations this Tuesday. Boxer, filmmaker, actor, Dino Wells. Oh, you're going to be enthralled with this story, and you're going to be inspired by it as well. Check out the next episode of Cole Sports, the next episode of Conversations. And also, at the end of next week, Cole Sports, Dolt of the Month for the month of March. And the following week, Dolt of the Quarter, the first one of 2017. Ooh, we got some episodes waiting for you. But see, those are for the episodes coming up. But for this one right here, oh, it's not over yet. We're going to put this subject hot as it is upon further review. Interesting when you see how some friendships break down. And I don't mean break down just as in looking at the finite points of it, but I also mean break down as in seeing something that looked so good, so promising, and goes so well become so tainted. That is what I sense when it comes to the Aaron Hernandez story. For those who don't know who he was the former tight end for the New England Patriots, and they had a wonderful, lethal two tight end set with him and Rob Gronkowski. And before then, one of Hernandez's claims to fame was that he was the tight end at University of Florida during the Tim Tebow era. So he was set up for life. Great college career. Went to the Super Bowl as a Patriot. It could not have broken off any better for Mr. Hernandez. Until he wanted to pop off the burner 4 years ago in February, almost five, where Hernandez committed a double murder in the summer of 2012. Now, why am I talking about this? Because, well, you know, Hernandez is already in prison. That's not really the part of the story that really got to me. Thank you, New York Post, for this story, and you can check it out on ColeSports.com. The article's waiting for you, as with others. His best friend, Alexander Bradley, was there during the homicides. He was the driver of the car. Now, Bradley is no clean guy himself. He actually is serving a prison sentence for another crime at the moment. He is an admitted drug dealer, and he bonded with Hernandez over weed, video games, and partying. So why am I mentioning his name right now? Well, I'm mentioning his name because he took the stand and he proceeded to eviscerate Hernandez. You see, after those double homicides, Hernandez was starting to not trust anybody, including his best friend. So one day, Hernandez decided that he wanted to kill his best friend. He put a gun to his face and shot. And right now, Bradley's right eye is gone. But he survived. And obviously, when you have that type of happenstance take place, you want to kill whoever wanted to attempt to kill you. And I think that is where the story lies for me, because we can look at Hernandez and say, well, yeah, he's crazy. I mean, he killed two people and for what? But to know that he wanted to off his best friend too, he was depraved and probably is depraved. So part of the split happened when they went to the club one night. They already dropped 10 grand the previous night and they argued how to split the bill. Bradley forgot his cell phone, but Hernandez was not going to turn around. Then Bradley said he fell asleep and he awoke with Hernandez pointing a gun to his face. Bradley said, quote, "It was right between my eyebrows," close quote. Then Hernandez opened fire right into Bradley's face. When you heard Bradley testify, people said in the courtroom you could feel the tension in it. And it's just crazy to think that you have a guy who is willing to just end it all because he just has this psychotic need to kill. Hernandez is a depraved individual. Bradley is a blessed and fortunate one. And yeah, he's a criminal too. But seeing that image of him with his left eye only and a prosthetic right eye and the anger with which he talked about Aaron, it just could not be ignored much longer. And it's amazing how this story wasn't told until this past week. That's why you have to really be careful with the friends you choose and be particular about the company you keep, because you choose the right friends and they'll make you even better than you already are. But if you choose the wrong friends, like what Alexander Bradley had to find out, and thankfully he didn't have to find out the other way, that he survived it, but some don't. Bad friends can literally be the death of you. Be careful who you choose to be your friend. If you happen to like this episode or any episode you've heard thus far, and if you a special or a regular episode, why don't you come follow me on Facebook at Cole Sports. Again, that's sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Twitter, Cole_sports. Sports with a Z. Make your voice heard and make your presence felt. Come on down to the Cold Sports VIP room. We're going to vote on Dolt of the Month for the month of March. We're going to vote on Dolt of the Quarter for the first quarter of 2017. Come on down. We got to hear what you have to say. We value your voice. Certain groups in Facebook, Cold Sports, that's sports with a Z. Or to my Canadian friends, it's sports with a Z. And you can also find me on other social media platforms galore. Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, Google Plus, iTunes, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, TuneIn, Acast, Blueberry. Like, share, rate, review, subscribe. Thank you for sharing my episodes. Thank you so much for retweeting my episodes. Thank you so much for liking them. I'm so glad that you enjoy the product that you hear. Keep doing that, please. And also keep hearing what you hear right now on ColeSports.com. That's ColeSports.com. You can check out this episode or any previous episode before this one on ColeSports.com. No matter where you check out my brand, no matter where you do it, it could be here, it could be on Blog Talk Radio, it could be on any of the social media platforms I've mentioned. No matter where you listen to it or how you do, please enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I am Cole Johnson, and this is Sports.
You've been listening to Cole Sports with Cole Johnson.